One word can change your life. One word can make the difference between success or failure. One word can influence your today as well as shape your tomorrow. Here's our host, Dr. Craig Lauterbach.
Welcome back to another episode of One Word. In this podcast, I'll be talking about something that is easier said than done. People from all walks of life struggle with it. From childhood to the golden years, it's an ongoing battle. It's the discipline to remain still. The word still is used 101 times in the Bible. Its emphasis is on remaining inactive. Now that goes against our human nature. When something arises, our first instinct is to respond, especially when facing a crisis. But you'll find this word still carries great significance also in your walk of faith. For it's during these times that inactivity allows God to be active on your behalf. King David understood this principle. That's why he said the following in Psalms chapter 46, verse 10, which reads, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." You see, sooner or later, we all face circumstances beyond our abilities to resolve. During these times, you can either panic or trust God. There's a popular idiom in the Christian community that says, "Let go and let God." When David faced Goliath, it was beyond his skill set. So what did he do? He allowed God to do through him what he couldn't do on his own. And what was that? He let go and let God. Look at Peter. When he and the disciples saw Jesus walking on water, they all panicked. That is until Jesus revealed himself. And this is when Peter let go, making his way over the edge of the boat, onto the water, then doing what he had never done before, walking on water. You see, being still means waiting until God speaks. Then when he speaks, you obey. This is what David did. It's also what Peter did. And guess what? This is what you're called to do as well. Remember the prophet Elijah. He challenged the prophets of Baal in the Old Testament. This is an incredible story of faith. The challenge was, the God who answers by fire, he is God. Well, the false prophets, they failed. But when Elijah prayed, the heavens opened and the fire fell. Shortly thereafter, Queen Jezebel demanded the execution of Elijah. In fear for his life, he fled into the wilderness. I find it amazing how in one moment he's used by God, then the next, he's hiding in a cave. Aren't you glad God still believes in us when we struggle to believe in him? I know I am. God knew exactly where the prophet was, and he went into the desert to meet him. God had a word for this man, and when he finally spoke, it was with a still, quiet voice. Did you catch that? Still, quiet voice. Do you know what that reveals? When you are still, when you let go, it positions you to hear his still, small voice. Letting go is the key to hearing God. In the movie Forrest Gump, there's a famous line that applies perfectly to what I've been talking about, and I quote, "Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get." Life is unpredictable. That's why letting go is so important. The Lord knows your strengths and your weaknesses. He knows where you've been, where you are, and where you'll be. And when you remain still throughout life, you'll be able to hear his voice more clearly. Seasons, they come and go. And in this journey called life, remember, someone bigger and stronger than you is leading. So when you don't know what to do, be still. Well, that's it for now. And until next week, remember to choose your one word wisely.
Thank you for listening. One Word is a weekly podcast with best-selling author and pastor, Dr. Craig Lauterbach. Make sure to subscribe and leave a review. Join us next week for One Word.